There's been a fresh development in the case of two Australian property executives now on bail in Dubai, Matthew Joyce and Marcus Lee. Last week, the Dubai courts found that the evidence in their 2.5-year-long Dubai criminal trial did not meet the fraud charges. The finding was consistent with recent findings by courts in Australia that Joyce and Lee were innocent. But overnight, the Dubai prosecutor moved to bring fresh charges against the men. Alison Caldwell reports.
Matthew Joyce and Marcus Lee were arrested in Dubai in January 2009 and jailed for 9 months on no charges. Both were eventually charged with fraud relating to a case involving Australian developers Sunland and Prudentia and a property deal which went sour 5 years ago. Since then, the two men have faced two separate trials in Dubai, both of which found no wrongdoing on their parts. Supporters of the two men say the prospect of another criminal trial will be a gross miscarriage of justice. Rada Sterling founded the charitable organisation Detained in Dubai, which assists foreigners who require legal advice in the UAE. She's calling on Australia's Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, to personally intervene in the matter.
Absolutely. From my point of view, the evidence is substantial that they're innocent, and there is no actual evidence to pursue a second trial on this, and I think It's very detrimental to the country, very embarrassing from a judicial point of view, and I think the evidence should be reviewed before they even decide whether to go to a retrial. There should be a preliminary hearing at minimum, as there is, you know, in Australia and other countries as well, to decide whether to proceed. But in this instance, it looks like it is just going to go straight to retrial.
You say that it looks as if the Dubai prosecutor hasn't taken into account the 300-page Arabic translation of the Australian judgment, the recent judgment, which was lodged with the courts last week. Why don't you tell us what the Australian judgment found?
Well, the Australian judgment found that the prosecution and the courts in the UAE had been misled, and that there was key witnesses that had been not included in the trial, and that several of the key witnesses for the prosecution had actually lied to the court. So basically, in not taking that into account, that is a substantial issue. It's going to cause another, 2 years possible delay. And we certainly expect that they should, with some pressure from the Australian government, take into account this judgment in Australia, that where prosecution witnesses have actually admitted under oath in Australian courts that they've lied in the UAE.
The Australian government has said in the past that the embassy there has spoken to the men and is in constant communication with them. What more can they do?
Well, they can certainly use their diplomatic channels to influence an outcome in this trial. I've seen it before with other governments, including the US, and certainly more pressure, including both media and government, should be put on the UAE prosecution in order to achieve that they quit the trial and allow Matt Joyce and Marcus Lee to return home to Australia.
Do you know how they're faring over there?
They are not able to work. They are certainly suffering financially as a result of having to employ very, very expensive UAE lawyers. And they're segregated from their families under immense pressure and stress. So certainly they just want to return home and have this entire fiasco behind them.
Detained in Dubai founder Rada Sterling with Alison Caldwell.